Set of Shabbos again. Let's share a word on the parasha. So I know in Chutz Laaretz you read parshas Ba'alo Yischo, but in Eretz Yisrael it's parshas Shlach. So you could use this word next week. Those of you that are outside of Eretz Yisrael. So this week's parsha is parshas Shlach. And we learn about the tragedy of the Meraglim. So they went to check out the land, and they came back with a very unheartening impression. Hoitziu dibas ha'oretz ra. And the punishment was severe. 40 years they were wandering in the desert. Kemisper hayomem ashetarta mesa oretz arboam yoim, yoim leshono, yoim leshono, tisuas avonesechem arboam shona, viodata mes tnuosi. A year for a day. But the question is, did they sin 40 days? They sinned 15 minutes. 20 minutes, a half hour. What did they do wrong until they came back to Eretz Yisrael and gave such an awfully negative report? So why 40 years for 40 days? The way I understand it, it was not about what they said. It was about what they saw. It was about their attitude. The Gemara says in Brachas Nun Hayomet Beis, Ein Maran Leila Odom El Lafihir Hure Liboy. A man sees what in his subconscious, maybe not being aware of it, but he sees what he wants to see. We see not only with our eyes, we see with our minds, we see with our hearts. So yes, they transgressed and they sinned 40 days. The Medrash says in this week's Pasha, V'tirogno, tartem gnus Eretz Yisrael shekora ha-kodesh bohu Eretz toivo. Lo dibartem b'gnus Eretz Yisrael, tartem gnus Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe Elimelech Melezhensky in his very famous letter writes, Tein bilibeinu shenire kol echod es malas chavereinu. We should only see good, and we need to see good in Eretz Yisrael and in Yoshua Eretz Yisrael. So it wasn't about what they said, it was about what they saw. I once heard a beautiful word. Chazal tell the story of Alexander the Great. Beloshen Chazal, Alexander Mogdon, Alexander the Macedonian. He was from Macedonia. So according to what the Gemara tells, Alexander came to Ziknei Dorim and he said, I want to conquer Africa. I want to get to Africa. So from Greece, going to Africa, you need to pass mountain ranges, forests, and jungles. So they told him, no, it's undoable. You can't do it. And Alexander is not the person that liked to be told you can do something. And he said, I didn't ask you whether to go. I want advice how to go. So you don't tell me I can't make it. So they gave him various different points of advice. One of the things they told him, you need to take a lot of rope because you're going to need to cross jungles, dense jungles, and you might not find your way back. So wherever you go, you should tie rope. And that is what he did. And he arrives at a country, an area, Mechuzet de Kule Nashi. They were all women. Well, one could assume a country that only has women won't have women either. So obviously the leadership was a maternal leadership, and the leaders were women. And Alexander wants to fight them. He wants to wage war. He was one of the greatest conquerors, one of the greatest warriors in history. And those women tell him, let's negotiate. Let's sit down. Let's hear what you want. He didn't come here to kill. Probably you want something. So let's talk. So they invite him to a feast. And Alexander comes and he sits down at the head of the table. And they offer him a big loaf of gold. And he's aggravated. And he says, do you guys eat gold? We eat bread. What are you offering me? And those women tell them, you eat bread made of grain? Well, there's more grain in Europe than in Africa. What we in Africa have to offer is gold and copper. So if you eat grain, what are you doing in Africa? Don't you have enough of that in Europe? And Alexander is taken aback. And he says, well, you are wise women. And Chazal say, when he parted with them and he decided to go back to Europe, he made a big shahr, a big, huge gate, and he wrote, Anu Alexander Shat Yahavise Kolyamaya Adi Alifes Eitze Mineshaya, the Africa. I was a fool all my life till I learned wisdom and insight from the African women. And then Chazal go on to tell the story on his way back. He smells a Reach Gan Eden. And he follows his nose, he follows the scent. And he sees a huge door. He knocks on the door and they ask, who is it? And he says, Alexander the Great. Nobody here heard your name. Go on. He says, open the gate. And they say, why should we open the gate? And once again, he was taken aback. Alexander wasn't used to this type of treatment. When he knocked on a door, and he said, it's Alexander, doors used to open. But this is Sharei Gan Eden, this is different. And they said, move on, sir. We only have room for tzaddikim. You don't fit our criteria. So he asked for a souvenir. So he opened the door a crack and they put a skull at his feet. He was shocked. Tries to lift the skull, and it's so heavy. With all his power, he can't lift that skull. So he shouts and asks, what is this about? This is about a person, Shemes v'chatzi tavosoi biyodoi. He did not fulfill his greed. What a lesson. And Alexander goes on, and he goes back to Europe. And the question is, but Alexander went back from Africa exactly the way same day he went to Africa. He tied rope and he followed his path back. So how come on his way there he didn't feel Reach Gan Eden? And he noticed that scent only on his way back. The answer is a simple one. The Alexander coming back from Africa to Europe was not the same Alexander as the one going from Europe to Africa. The Alexander going from Europe to Africa, all he had in his mind was Dam ve'esh v'timros oshon. He went to kill, to destroy, to conquer. But after experience with the African woman, he came back a different person. The Alexander going to Africa couldn't smell Reach Gan Eden. The Alexander coming back from Africa could. We see what's in our hearts. We smell what's in our minds. So many of you might be familiar with the German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche. Nietzsche is considered one of the great German philosophers. The essence of his philosophy, he scorned love and compassion and humility. He admired power, strength, and violence. Nietzsche argued man is a creature. He's part of nature. So he needs to observe nature. What is the golden rule of nature? We are animals, like others. So the rule of nature is the lion kills the zebra, the wolves kill the deer and the moose, the strong overpowers the weak, the big eats the small. We are the same. Years later, Adolf Hitler, Yimach Shemai Vezichron, and his murderers based their political philosophy on Nietzsche's philosophy. Yimach Shemam Vezichron. But in a way, Nietzsche was right. Man should observe nature and learn from nature. How do I dare to say he was right? Because Lahavdil Elef Alfei Hevdalos, that is what Rabbi Yochanan, the greatest Amora, teaches us in Masechet Erev in Daf Kuf Amud Beis. Ma'i Dechsev, Rabbi Yochanan quotes a pasuk in Iyov, Malfaini Mebehemes Eretz Uma'oif Shamayim Yechak Meinu. Ile Mole Lo Nitnu Toiro, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't give us Toiro, we would learn Tznius Mechatul, Derech Eretz Metanegol, Gezel Ma'amola, Aroyes Miyoina. We would learn Tznius from the cats, Derech Eretz from the roosters and the hens, Gezel we would learn from the ants, and Prisha Me'erva we would learn from the doves. So Rabbi Yochanan says the same. We need to observe nature. Two people observe the same thing. Nietzsche and Rabbi Yochanan Lahavdil observe nature. What does Nietzsche see? Bloodshed, violence, murder. What does Rabbi Yochanan see? Tznius, Derech Eretz, the Aveda of Gezel. Both observe nature, but they see very different things. Ein maran le'odom elam hirhurei liboy. So the posek says in Mishlei Perek Chav Zayin posek Chav Aleph, Mitzraf lekesef v'kul lezahav v'ish lefi mahaloloi. Ish lefi mahaloloi. Rashi says, listen what people say about one, to learn, to admire and appreciate the person. Rabbeinu Yonin has Cherush in Mishlei has a totally different approach, and his interpretation is, listen what a person says about others. Whom does he admire? Whom does he love? I once said, you know more about a person from what he says about others than you know about him from what others say of him. Listen to what a person says about others. You might not always know anything about those others, but you know a great deal about him. The ish lefi mahalol. So when the Maraglim came back with this negative report, it was not about the report. It was not about what they said. It was about what they saw. HaKodesh Baruch Hu promises an Eretz Zavas Chola V'Dvash, a beautiful land, a land of Kedusha. How could you see anything negative about Eretz HaKodesh? So yes, their sin was a sin of 40 days, not 15 minutes. Yoim Lishono, Yoim Lishon. So what we need to learn from this parasha, Shenera Maris Chavareinu V'Loi Chesreinu, we should see the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, the beauty of each and every one of our brethren, each and every Yid. We should see the positive aspects of each other, of our friends, of our neighbors, of our children. We should have an ayin toivo and a lev toiv. So have a beautiful Shabbos, and we should only share the seudos toivos. Good Shabbos.